You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Brown fans, their loyalty for the team is unconditional. So is their loyalty OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit ohiobusinessmachines.com today or call 216-485-2000.
Nathan's going to Matt Wilhelm. Time to bring in Jason Gibbs along with, of course, Nakua for a little Friday forecast.
Number one.
Sponsored by Wilbert's today. Friday forecast. $3 JMO shots. Get there before the Cavs games. Why? Because we love Wilbert's. That's why.
Oh, God. I love JMO.
I hate JMO.
Yeah. Well, there's a surprise.
I like J-Lo better than JMO.
It's another reason to hate Matt Wilhelm today for piling on. He doesn't like Jameson.
I like a good Kentucky bourbon.
I'm not a dark liquor guy. I get crazy.
I used to not, but now I've matured, I've started to get into
crazy's
it.
A not with the wife and kids, man.
A little Russell's Reserve.
Yeah, come on, that's why you leave them at
little
home.
Little Woodford Reserve, Jefferson Reserve.
I end up in the bushes when I drink the dark liquor.
Which could be good.
That's a good thing. You did
in
say
a different
you liked
city?
A little trim.
Not good.
Question number one today. Who's the third best quarterback in this draft behind Mariota and Winston?
Right, can the answer be none of the above? I mean, I'm really not bullish on this class at all. I guess you'll go with Hundley at UCLA, but I want no part of him. But that would be my answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hundley, too. I think he played in that pro-style offense, played against some good defenses out there with Oregon and Stanford. And I think, you know, a year ago, very similar to Matt Barkley, you know, he was had a first-round grade, came back to school, and like Barkley, you know, crapped down his leg. And is now, you know, a far stretch from some even smelling the first round.
I'm going to say Hundley, listen, his tape is certainly a mixed bag, but you see inside of him the potential to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So I'll say Hundley. He's got a price tag that I think is palatable. I think really the guy to get in this class is Winston, but I think he goes number one overall to Tampa Bay.
Number two.
Question number two today, boys. Who gets a head coaching gig first? Pat Shurmur, Eric Mangini, or Rob Chudzinski?
None of the above.
I beg to differ.
Okay, but I would say if it's anybody, I'm a Mangini fan. I think he built a solid foundation in New York. I think he did some good things in Cleveland. Wasn't really given a chance to run out his program. I do like him. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good football coach, and he should be the one that gets a chance.
I'm going to go Mangini, too, and a lot of it has to do with everything that you just said, kid, but also, too, he has that Patriot way mentality that if he actually gets an opportunity and the success that the Patriots are still having by doing it their way, that he could find a young organization to buy into him and buy into basically bringing that Patriot way to wherever it is that he goes and giving him the time to implement it, he could be successful.
I'm going to go with Eric Mangini, the man genius. He had a successful coaching stint in youth football with Douglas Bloom. And therefore, he will propel that into another NFL head coaching job. So, yes, I do believe that he is going to be the guy.
Number three.
What do the Cavs need more, a backup point guard or a backup post player?
I think there's no question it's a backup point guard. I think that there's no minutes to be had up front. You know, we're solid up front. I think the backup point guard would be nothing would make me happier than Dellavedova becoming a cheerleader.
I agree. I'm going to go backup point guard again. Having gone to the game against, you know, with you guys against the Trailblazers and just seeing the minutes that Dellavedova gets. And for me, just Austin Rivers, you know, the bottom dweller of that Clippers roster, just pestering Dellavedova and him backing down. You know, when you're the superior team and you've got the superior cast, I'm just over him. And I think that to make that playoff run, Kyrie's got to reduce his minutes, you know, just a shade over 30 to save him for that playoff run.
They got to get a backup point guard. The next time Dellavedova plays, it should be the last. I don't want him on the Cavs. The thought of him playing any type of a critical moment in a playoff game frightens me. We can't get anybody? Can we get
Mo Williams? Can be had for a bag of donuts right now.
No,
you know I love Mo Williams.
Price tag's too expensive.
What's his price tag?
$4 million.
Oh, you mean salary cap.
What about
cap?
Some yes. Delva donuts?
That's why we got Gibbs. He's the NBA expert.
All right, so who's more hated, Wilhelm or Matthew Dellavedova today?
Dellavedova.
We love Wilhelm in this studio.
I love
Wilhelm. In studio, yes. But I don't know if our listeners
But not in your
agree.
Studio, Gibbs. I know where you come out on this. It's a rough.
Hey,
it's rough
hey man, I'm just proud of you that you read some excerpts today.
Number four.
Grammys or Oscars?
Ugh, who cares?
Which award
Neither.
Show would you rather watch?
Let's Neither.
Let's skip that question. None of us watch that.
Neither.
Neither?
Neither. Neither.
Not even, like, will you go and watch some of those movies? I know Oprah fan over there has already seen a couple.
He's
flicks.
Seen Selma. He's watched it 100 times.
Yeah.
I've seen American Sniper.
Yeah, he's seen two so far.
And I visited Oprah's house to watch a, you know,
a private screening.
On-campus
yeah, a
private screening
moment.
Of Selma. An autographed movie poster.
If Oprah wanted to kiss you, what would you do?
On the cheek or on the lips?
Lips.
Ooh.
Tongue.
She'd have to pay me.
I think that's a bucket list for you.
No, she wouldn't. You
yes,
would
she
do
would.
It in a second.
I would not.
In a heartbeat.
She let me perm her hair.
You want me to get? You want me to set that up so bad, and I won't do it. All right.
Number five.
Number five. If you were a player, what would your intro song be?
Well, I think you just played mine. You know, that Kid Rock song would have to be my intro song.
Yeah, absolutely. The one that Wilhelm walked all over because he had to do a 35-second read.
Yeah, he did. He trampled all over.
Trampled all over Kid Rock.
Bad Sorry, idea. OBM. I love you. I'm going to go. You know what? I'm an EDM fan. I'm big into electric dance music. My guy Skrillex, I got to see him in Vegas. He is awesome. There's a song called Try It Out. So that's my song.
That's what you would come out to?
Yes.
I'm going back and forth, given that I am a wrestling fan. I would either come out to the NWO theme or the Evolution theme. And I'm going back and forth, but I'm gonna stick with NWO. Because how could you not like that song?
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, Gibbs, you get to answer these ones. We're all coming up, and you get to come up with one of your own as well, unless you can say that those were your four. We're coming up with our own Friday forecast question. Kid, you're up first.
My question is, one game, your life is literally on the line, football. Who's your coach? And my answer is Belichick. I'm curious if there's any other answers.
I was contemplating Bill Walsh.
My answer, gosh. It's Bill Belichick.
It's got to be Belichick.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Bill Walsh, though, has never lost a Super Bowl.
That's all I'm saying. Big game.
Fair point.
Big game, Bill.
Big game Bill has never lost a Super Bowl 3-0 in his time coaching
the
Super Bowl.
But he lost more first-round playoff games.
That's okay. You said a Super Bowl. Your game.
One game.
The biggest game.
One game.
I'm still saying Belichick. All right. I mean, Wilhelm, what's your question?
My question is, okay, if you get to come back as one athlete, okay, would you rather be Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, or LeBron James?
I would have to say, and it pains me, I wouldn't want to get hit. I'm a little bit of a wimp. I don't want to take a hit. So that rules out Tom Brady.
What about, throw in.
What about Eldridge?
I was going to say, throw in Tiger Woods because that's what he wants to be a golfer.
That's fine.
I still think I would have to say, and I'm not, I was never a fan of his when he played, but there's something cool about the ultimate winner, MJ.
Michael Jordan. All right.
I think for me, you know, Tiger Woods got thrown under the bus for all his extravaganzas while he was on his winning streak. But I think that Michael Jordan, the ultimate winner, who I rooted for before I rooted for Tiger Woods, probably had his own fun.
Wow, you are really not making Chicago any hated. Friends in this city today.
I go with Michael Jordan.
Who you got, Gibbs?
Okay, I'll take Craig Elo. Is that better?
Gibbs, who
wow,
you got?
You hater. I've got to go Jordan. I got to go Jordan. I think Tiger's a close second. I'm a big fan of Perkins. I like the Pancake House.
I'm going to say Joe Montana, even though he wasn't on the list, because I'd want to be a quarterback now if I was going to broaden
it. He's not on the list.
So then Tom Brady. But
you don't want to be Tony Romo?
If I was going to broaden it into all sports, including sports entertainment, I would be The Rock.
Ay, ay, ay.
Why?
Guy won a national championship in college.
So
I love how Zagura just changes everybody's questions.
All kinds of WrestleManias.
Yeah. I think you're discounting Jeter because Jeter's probably got more money than all of them.
Yeah, but I don't care about baseball.
And he's probably been with more money than or more women than all of them.
Right, but you'd have to play baseball.
You know who I'd be?
162 times a year.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt the
100
Stilt.
Points, 100 points in one game and over 10,000 women.
Wilt the Stilt.
That's a win.
Yeah.
The kickstand.
There we go. All right. Gibbs, you got your question?
No, I don't have a question. I came up with five for you earlier.
You did, and a fine job you did with that. All right, I like that. I like that. Okay, if you could go on a party, if you could go for like a two-day party anywhere in the world, where are you going?
Vegas.
Ibiza.
See, that's interesting. I think I'd probably still say Vegas.
Maybe the Greek Isles.
Or
Greek
Rio
Isles
de Janeiro.
Would be pretty good. Ooh.
Rio.
Yeah, I'm going to Rio. Yep, I'm going to Rio. Never been there. I'd love to go to Rio.
I'd like to go to Rio. I could do some damage.
All right, let me follow up with that. Then.
You guys hate on me, and all of a sudden you want to be just like me.
What's one bucket list city that you've never visited that you want to visit in the world?
Bucket list city.
I don't really want to go anywhere in the world. It's too dangerous a place.
Give me a break, bro. Come on, play along.
I want to.
Does Sandusky count? There you go, Gibbs. Go to Sandusky.
I've never been to New Orleans.
It's not outside of Ohio.
You've never been to New Orleans?
I've never been to New Orleans.
New Orleans is fun. I've done Mardi Gras.
I might die there.
You know where I would want to go? I'd want to do like Rome, Italy.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
I'd want to do
Florence.
You know, one thing, again, is it might be on the more dangerous side, but I'd love to go see Dubai. Uh-huh. Play some of those sandy golf courses in Dubai.
That'd be one I'd want to go to. And somewhere in, I don't know, one city specifically. But I'd like to go on an African safari.
I would, too. You know what? One place is pretty amazing. My wife and I did it as a honeymoon. We went to, on our way to Paris, we did Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
a BMW there is like a Ford Escort, no offense, like or like a Yugo. Everything is Ferrari, Maserati, Bentley, Rolls Royce. It's like, you know, the common car there is, you know, a 7 Series.
For me, it's Rio. Would be number one, and I want to go to Australia. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like seems like it's a good time down there. All right, that'll do it for us. Jim Donovan will be in for me on Monday and Tuesday next week alongside Matt Wilhelm. So everybody have a great, great weekend. Thanks to Bruce Feldman, senior college football reporter for Fox Sports, Fox Sports 1. If you missed it, be sure to download the app. You can listen to this show live or on demand at your leisure. I thought Bruce Feldman, interesting stuff to say about Johnny Manziel and the Browns quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell, or rumored quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell. For the Kia. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura, and also for Jason Gibbs, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Now back to Browns Free Friday, I guess, on ESPN 850 with the Golden Boys.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.